They are the lifeblood of a church. Small groups are the lifeblood of a church. And obviously, if they bring life to each of us individually, they help all of us as a church run deeper communally. And that means that the church is stronger and has the presence of God within it and doesn't get shaken near as much in the life of the church. So let me begin this conversation this morning with something that I think you all will be familiar with. And I want you to sing the chorus with me. I think you'll be really familiar with this. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Here we go. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Now listen. All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail. And your little angel hung the cat up by its tail. And your third fiancé didn't show. Here we go, let's sing it loud and proud this morning. That's when you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You all know that song, don't you? Yes. God bless you. One reason why the TV show Cheers was such a long-standing hit was that it touched a huge need that is inside each and every one of us. The need to belong to an authentic community. The need to belong to an authentic community. Now, from my perspective, unfortunately, the example that TV chose to lift up was that of a bar. But the concept is a concept that the church has been called to be since its inception. We humans long for, and I hope I will make the case that we were created for, community. Community. Why do you think that there are clubs that people want to be a part of, such as Masons or Kiwanis or Knights of Columbus or PEO? People want to belong. Why do you think that in the cities, and now it's growing into the rural areas, why do you think we're having so much trouble with gangs in our youth? Well, the youth feel unacceptable, and yet they still want to belong. They feel invisible and powerless and want to be a part of something where they can make a difference. And unfortunately, so many times in gangs, it is not a positive difference, is it? So let's take a look at a portion of our scripture for today. If we look at Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Now, did you hear that? You know where I'm going with this? It says, day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread where? They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God. You see, that first church was doing more than worshiping in the temple, weren't they? They were hanging out together in their homes. They were eating together. And with glad and generous hearts, what were they doing?